Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Iles, and she is the pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Well, Carla, the other day I was in and we were talking about those medications that, well, maybe we should be checking on those. And you said, well, we have a box right here. Tell us about your box and what people should be putting in there.
Well, we'd like to think everybody with their prescriptions are taking them for the duration that the doctor prescribes them. However, there are once in a while those cases where you get to feeling better, you stick them up in your medicine cabinet, and perhaps forget about those medications until you need something out of that medication cabinet and realize that that prescription is expired. So those are the type of items that you can bring down to Rex Pharmacy. We have a nice, neat green box that you can open up almost like a mail slot, drop those prescriptions in, and dispose of them so they're no longer taking up space in your medicine cabinet.
And I know in the past, Carla, there's been questions about, well, what do we do? You know, we knew we should get rid of something, and so go, oh, we'll just flush them down the toilet. Not recommended.
No, they don't recommend that you dispose of them in that way. If you call over to the DEA, sometimes they will mention you can mix them with coffee grounds, cat litter. There are several different options to do that. However, you know, not all of us are coffee drinkers. Not all of us have a cat that we can just grab that cat litter. So the easy way is just bring it down to Rex Pharmacy. We'd like to think that you would be our customer, but if you're not, you're welcome to come on down and drop those things in. We'd rather see you be safe and keep everyone in your family safe by disposing of those things you no longer need.
And another thing, again, in the past, it seemed like to me there were those, a special day, you know, there would be a big announcement. Today is when you can bring in those prescriptions and those needles, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But we just bring those in, but maybe it was once a year or a couple times a year. Hey, I'd forget by then. So now we can do it every day.
Every day the box is available to you. Just bring a bag full of them. We've had that happen. And you mentioned something about the needles. They are one thing that is not acceptable in our drop box, but if you come down and visit with us, we can certainly find a way that you can dispose of those. The other item that not very many people are prone to have is what's called a Schedule One drug. The Schedule One drugs are the things like marijuana. We do take Schedule Two drugs, which are maybe you had a surgery and you were prescribed 30 hydrocodone or 30 oxycodone, any of those things, and you only needed to take a small amount of those, and you're left with those in your cabinet. We want to make sure that they get out of your cabinet and get disposed of, especially with the opioid crisis that we have going on. Make sure that we dispose of those in the safe way, that we don't have anybody that shouldn't be getting those medications getting into their hands.
And I think if anybody has any questions about if something is out of date, should be thrown away, should it go in there, that's certainly something they can ask you.
Absolutely. Most manufacturers will put an expiration date on their medications. And as we spoke about before, you know, I was telling you I was cleaning out my medicine cabinet, preparing for the season. You know, typically anybody can get ill any time of the year. However, this is typically when you get those colds, the flu, and you go to that cabinet and then you look at your medicine cabinet and say, oh no, this expired 12 years ago. You need to get rid of those things and, you know, stop in to your pharmacy, our pharmacy, whichever, stock up on those items and keep them fresh so that you're feeling better faster than not.
Okay, we've mentioned, you know, you have this box here. But what if somebody doesn't come to Atlantic often? Are there any other places that there are drop-off sites?
I do have some other locations. I called Shopko in Audubon. They do have a drop box. And I believe the Audubon Sheriff's Department and the Adair Sheriff's Department has one as well. And most local law enforcement offices will take them. The Atlantic Police Department will take them back. They did tell me they will not take liquids or, of course, the needles as well. But our drop box does take liquids. If you have any questions, please ask us. Any of our staff is willing to help you. And our main concern here at Rex Pharmacy is that everybody stays safe and has a great holiday season as well as just healthy.
And, you know, you talked about when you go to your cabinet and you want to look at that. I'm thinking there could be some instances where there might have been, maybe you had some kids who've graduated and they've gone off to college and there's stuff they had in there. Maybe you're cleaning out a house for somebody who's elderly and who's moving on. I'm thinking those are some instances where you might want to double check.
There are a lot of different things that you can bring in the Dropbox and put in there. We just want to make sure that you get those medicine cabinets cleaned out and taken care of.
Good thing to do. And, you know, it doesn't need to take a long time. Just the next time you go open that, take a look at them. It won't take very long at all. So, Carla, you have answers to a lot of questions. She's smiling when I say that. How did you get started in all of this? Because you've really gained so much in terms of what you do here at Rex Pharmacy.
Well, a mere 28 years ago, Denny Studelberg and Ken Mormon, they gave me the opportunity to grasp pharmacy a little bit. I was going to college for elementary education, and they gave me the opportunity to work here part-time while I went to college, and I found out I absolutely loved it. I love the people. I love the place that I work. And it's kind of like the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm going into my 29th year here at Rex Pharmacy, and being a pharmacy technician is a great opportunity to learn about new things, learn about different experiences, and the best part is meeting the people and taking care of them. That's, you know, sometimes I tell my family, I said, they give me a little more promise than they do for the fact that they appreciate the things that I do, and they definitely show that, and I want to show them that I'm here to help as well.
What does it take? What kind of work do you have to do to be a pharmacy technician?
Well, when I first started, it has changed a lot through the years. You did not have to be certified. You did not have to be registered. However, the times have changed. The state requires that you are registered with them, and you do have to be certified. And certification, you can go online. Anybody can do that. I believe even Iowa Western offers a certification class that you can take to prepare for to be a pharmacy technician. And you just simply take the test, and they come back and tell you if you're certified or not. So,
I'm thinking you could almost write a book, Carla, about everything you've learned and all of the experiences. I'm guessing you've had some really interesting experiences. Do you ever have people come in and want something to help a dog or a cat or something like that? And you go, well, I don't know. Can you do that?
Actually, there has been a lot of experiences where we do have pet medications prescribed by local veterinarians. And it's interesting how times have changed, medications have changed, how they will be recalled, put on the market, taken off the market, and it's forever changing. That's what makes it exciting and new, and we are very fortunate that we have Josh Bohr, our store owner, and he's also a pharmacist. He takes care of us to keep us up to date on the changing times and what we can offer to our customers.
It really does take a team to put all this together because, as you've said several times, things have gotten so much more complicated in terms of other kinds of medication, I believe, as well as all the rules and regulations.
That is exactly right. Things have changed a lot. The good old boy system is definitely you make sure every I is dotted, T is crossed. And that's true. We need to be very, very specific with things and make sure that everybody is safe and that we're all doing the right thing.
So let's remind folks again, let's clean out those medicine cabinets or wherever you store it. Maybe there's some in a drawer beside the bed or, you know, there could be a lot of places. Maybe in the kitchen cupboard. Clean out any of those places. Take a look at them and see if there's something that's out of date. And we're talking about prescriptions and over-the-counter, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, you don't think about those over-the-counter items until you go to get them and they're expired. But we also hope that everybody takes their medications for the duration they are supposed to. In the instance that you don't, as I had mentioned before, pain medication that hopefully you didn't need all of that. Get rid of it. Don't keep it. It's not going to come back to life again like a battery that you keep in your drawer. It doesn't either. Throw them away.
And don't give them to anybody else.
And don't give them to anybody else. No, they're prescribed for you or they are for you. Just get rid of them.
Okay, so again, look for that green and white box at Rex Pharmacy and check out other places where you might be able to get rid of those drugs that are out of date. Thank you so much, Carla Iles, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you are in charge of.